The heavens which dwell in El-El are mighty in the parts of the earth, and execute the judgment of the highest. Unto you it is said, behold the face of your God, the beginning of comfort, whose eyes are the brightness of the heavens, which provided you for the government of earth and her unspeakable variety, furnishing you with a power of understanding to dispose all things according to the providence of him that sitteth on the holy throne, and rose up in the beginning, saying, the earth, let her be governed by her parts, and let there be division in her, that the glory of her may always be drunken and vexed in itself. Her course, let it run with the heavens, and as an handmaiden, let her serve them. One season, let it confound another, and let there be no creature upon or within her, one and the same. All her members, let them differ in their qualities, and let there be no one creature equal with another. The reasonable creatures of earth or man, let them vex and weed out one another and their dwelling places. Let them forget their names. The work of man and his pomp, let them be defaced. His buildings, let them become caves for the beast of the field. Confound her understanding with darkness. For why? It repenteth me that I have made man. One while let her be known, and another while a stranger, because she is the bed of an harlot, and the dwelling place of him that is fallen. O ye heavens, arise. The lower heavens beneath you, let them serve you. Govern those that govern. Cast down such as fall. Bring forth with those that increase, and destroy the rotten. No place, let it remain in one number. Add and diminish until the stars be numbered. Arise, move, and appear before the covenant of his mouth, which he hath sworn unto us in his justice. Open the mysteries of your creation, and make us partakers of the undefiled knowledge.